Monday, May 16th, 2011 in Oroville. Today the sky is clear, the high temperature 33 degrees Celsius, winds southeasterly 24 kilometers per hour and a heat index of 40. Tonight the temperature goes down to 28 and the winds shift to southwest 21 kilometers per hour. Well, Oroville's Entry Service puts out here part one of three parts from their annual report, which somewhat clarifies the process involved in the beginning steps towards Orovillian status. The Entry Service is directly acting under and answerable to the Resident Assembly through the Working Committee. They have a mandate to screen applicants, which is a rather daunting task. While there are only 7 Orovillians who have volunteered to take up this work, actually, the newcomer process involves many people in the community, including the newcomer's contact person, people through their service or work or residence or other community activities. Every applicant is held to the very same standard irrespective of his or her origin. All criteria and requirements as listed in the current admission policy need to be met by individuals to be accepted as newcomers and later on as resident Orovillians. The Entry Service makes all decisions by consensus, but when that's not possible, a decision is made by consent and reservations of team members noted. Thanks to a great degree of flexibility and to encourage Oroville's population growth, roughly 90% of the applicants met in a formal advisory interview are accepted. Reasons for refusing an applicant vary. Some people don't fulfill the basic criteria in terms of general understanding of the aims and ideals of Oroville. Some people are merely looking for a pleasant place to retire or simply wish to provide an alternative lifestyle for themselves and their family without committing to the community. Or they may seek alternative education for their children, or may simply be interested in obtaining an entry visa to live in India for lengthy and uninterrupted stays. Now, on occasion, the process for an applicant may be delayed between 3 to 6 months to give the applicant, the Entry Service team, and the community some time and space to reflect. Rescinding someone's process is the very end result of a series of discussions with the concerned person and various working groups. The number of rescinded cases is an indication that perhaps too many applicants in the past were not screened properly prior to being accepted as newcomers. If all elements are not at hand, or if there's hope that a situation may evolve positively, a rescind decision is also delayed. But when the decision has been made unanimously, and that after a lengthy process, and if the circumstances stay the same, or no new elements come to light, the decision to rescind remains the same. At that point, it's up to the community to take it to another level if an individual or a group decide to contest that decision. On 2 occasions, just this very past year, a final rescind decision made by the Entry Service was challenged by a group of supporters of that individual and brought to the attention of a review body through the Resident Assembly Service. The Entry Service team sees the need to make revisions to the current mandate in conjunction with the Oroville Council. Suggestions offered that would have to be approved by the Resident Assembly have reached the Working Committee and the Oroville Council. Newcomer orientation programs have been successfully running over the past 18 months to ensure a smooth integration of new people wanting to become newcomers. 2 separate programs run, one in English and one in Tamil language. And this comes from Sri Aurobindo. I should love my neighbor, not because his neighborhood, for what is there a neighborhood and distance? And not because religions tell me that he's my brother, for where's the root of that brotherhood? I should love him because he is myself. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Monica. If you have questions or comments, feel free to contact oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.